Lamed Chesed Alpha holding in the Rosh. Esther V, you're saying. So, Vasur Makamis, Nos the Torah Shir Berevius. The 10 places where the Torah said the Shir of the issue we're dealing with is a Revius. Hey Sumakta, there's five red ones.
Although we say Torah, I mean, the it's not all Doraisa here, right? Because we've got the Dal Kosos.
Okay, that's a good question. Let's see, is everything else Doraisa? Yeah. You see, the more is not being makna the raisa, because the more asks why do you mention the Til Sedayim, which is the Rabbanan. So the more is not limiting it to, even though. That's an interesting question. Except for Abrakosis, it's Nozir, it's a Pesach, Shahar, Mikdash, and Mesoy, those are all the raisas except for Pesach. And the Chavarta is Chalas, Nozer, Mitzera, and well, that the person of Segevi is the Rabbanon also.
What?
So the vast majority of the Rices, but they are including some of the Rabbanons also. Okay, so yeah, the Chara, Torah would be in a broad sense, including the Rabbanons, yeah. Hey, Somatik, you're in Dhamma, are you Ayan? So there's the five red ones. Heki Varta, Kikarin Mayim, or Shemin, water or oil. And he gave a simon. So Makta is Nozer, Vaisa Pesach, Shaharu, Mikdash, Vamesa. Okay, so that's the simon. So what does it mean? Nozer is Revius Yayin, Nozer, Kimishna Mishana. So we have in the Mishnah Machloik is whether the Shir Yayin is by Nozer is a Kazayas or Revius. So this is going like the Mishnah Rishonah that the Shir was a Revius. Shasa Revius Yayin Al Yoret. Once a person has drank a Revius of wine, he's not allowed to pass in the Shiloh. Shasa Revius Yayin, the Mitzvah Mikdash is Kayiv. So the Ksiv Yayin Rishonah Al Teisht Bevoichem Eloy Moed. So that's how we know you can't be going to the Mikdash to do the Avodah. There's a din of Yayin, Revius Yayin. So how do you know Al Yoret? Ksiv Lei Lahavdil Ulaharois. That a person would the pasuk continues Ulahavdil Ulaharois. It's Bnei Yisrael, but we darshan that this din of Al Yayin Shechar Al Teisht not to be. If you have to be mavel, I mean, differentiate between two items, decide something, or laharis and give up psak, you cannot do that when you had a revius yain. Menayin revius dam habo mebeis meisim. That it's matamid. See, I'll call nafshos meis. So it says beis nafshos, plural nafshos, one meis, revius reshir echo. The hundred revius shushir chius adam. She has Lord Lichios for Pachas Revius Dam, Kedisa Perik Beis Hashav, and Revius Dam, Nasati Bechem. So the Mor says the minimal amount of Dam that a person would live on would be Revius of Dam. So that's the Nefesh of a person is that. And here we're splitting up that between two Mesims. That's the Mor's being Marba, that's also the Shears Revius Dam. Hechivarta, simon, the simon for the five white ones is Chalas, Nozer, Umetzer, Shenifsala, Bishabas. Is Chalas, is Revius, Shemin, the Chalas. Bechalas, Taita. So the carbon Taita, Hayigimel, Mine, Matzah, there were three different types of, there was Lechem Chometz, which we're not talking about, but then there was three different types of bread, which were brought as Matzah, they were not allowed to rise. They refer to as chalos, rekikim, and revucha. So he's a tuna chatzi lug, and then they would together with them they would bring. They brought a chatzi lug of shemen, chetz of the chalos or rekikim. Half of that was divided amongst the chalos and the rekikim. The chetz of the revucha, and half of that was given to the revucha. Chatzi lug. The Beis Revius. So now, so that Chatzilug, which was used for the chalas rikikim or for the revucha, so a half of a lug, a half of a half of a lug is a quarter of a lug. When we say revius, that's a good point we should point out. Revius is a quarter of what? A quarter of a lug. Right. So when we say revius, referring to a revius of a lug. See, here, if you're dividing half a lug into two things, each one is a revius of a lug. Revius shem and lenozer. The nozer lohoye mevi ela chalos berakikim vela revucha. By nozer, there are only two types of matzah. There is chalos and rakikim, and that, again, was divided up. And this, there is a revius of shemen which went with that. By regular oil, like Russell mentioned yesterday, by regular oil or shlomim, the shurim were different. The shir wasn't, there was shemen, but it wasn't the revius. Mitzara is revius maimel mitzara. So in the matara process of the mitzara, after the kohen would pronounce that his neg is no longer there, the first step of the process is they would take two birds, and they would shat one of them, put the dam into water, then dip the other bird together with the ezev and the my mind's blanking right now. They would dip that into the water, which had been placed into revius of the dam of the bird had went into revius of water. You would be tovel them, the ezov,
the eres.
Eres, thank you. And the bird in the dam of tzipora, the blood of the tzipora, which was shechted, which was in the mayim achayim. Read him a story to Perakol Yamevi, mayim shadam tzipora nikar behem. So we said it has to be the amount of water that that you can notice that there's blood there. Now tzipor are not large, so a large amount of water, the blood would just basically be wouldn't be noticeable. Rishir Chachamim revius, because calculated that amount is revius. Shenifsalot.
Does that mean that a revius is the maximum amount, so that it will be nicker?
It's both.
Both the max and the minimum.
Yeah, yeah. Shenifsalu, the tnan kol the tsar from the lipsal segviya revius. Mishtibim miyula, perik yesh bekotche mizbeach. It's the name of the perik. So the lacha is that mashkim tameyim cannot make a person tomei. On a Torah level, but Chazal were afraid, but Mashkim Tameyim can make Truma Tamei. Chazal were afraid if a person would have Truma, which he'd eaten, just put it, place it in his mouth, it's still considered Truma before he swallows it, it's still the status of Truma, then he might, well, pour Mashkim Tameyim into his mouth at the same time, pass all the Truma, and now he's not allowed to eat the Truma. So they said a person who drinks Mashkim Tameyim becomes Tamei Mirabanan, so therefore he understands that he can't eat the truma. So Gzeres Chachamim Himayir Chesdaber Perakam of the Shabbos. So we had back in Shabbos in the first parak, there was the 18 things which were they were gozer. There was a meeting of Bisham Bishil, and they came together and they were gozer the 18 different areas. One of those things was Dashoisa Mashkim Tameyim Nifsal Gufay Milechel B'Truma. A person drinks Mashkim Tameyim, so he's not Tomei in the sense that he'll be Matama something else, but he himself is considered Tomei in regards to eating Shuma. Okay. And one of the companions that Kano was all the way around, the case where we were afraid a person would have Mashka of Truma, let's say wine, and he's going to put Oichlim Tameyim into his mouth, so the same thing. Oichlim Tameyim, remember the time of the person that he's Nifsol from drinking Truma. Meshavis, Tatnan, Meshakal, Mashkim, Revius, B'chol ha'shevkim revi'is. So, Perek HaMotzi Yayin, the beginning of the name of the Perek is the HaMotzi Yayin. Over there explains that Mefarish Yayin B'chol ha'dvash shir yitziyosim b'kama. So, if a person does it so on Shabbos, on something which is insignificant, if it's totally insignificant, it's not called Itzor. If it's some level of significance, but not enough, he's not chayiv a korban. It's also, but he's not chayiv a korban. So this, the sheer yitziyah, how much yayin is enough to be chayiv. So let's say, for example, the Mishnah says over there that a quarter of a revius is the sheer for yayin. Because since they would be mozik yayin, they wouldn't drink wine straight. It was too strong. They would mix it together with three quarters water. So three parts water, one part wine. So a quarter of a revius is enough wine that it's chashav enough that it's a din hatzor on it, because that's what you use to make a revius of to drink. And the chalav was used to give to the child. So it went through each. The dvash was used. They would use it actually as it had medicinal properties. Honey is very good. It's a very good antiseptic because it doesn't bacteria doesn't grow in honey. So they would use it on a wound. So the shear wasn't a revius, the shear itzah, whatever it was, the size for a certain size wound. So then it says, okay, those are certain mashkim which were used. Then it says, achar karlo yachad, kol shar mashkim. Then it says that all the other mashkim, the shears of itzah is revius. And then it says shayfkim, which means that to be liquids which you're discarding, water which has been dirty to the point you can't use it anymore. So the shear itself for that is a revius. Okay. Then the next in revius is revius not only yadayim leechad mafil lebeis. Echad enough yadav tzarek revius. A person is washing his hands requires a revius of water to wash his hands. And then the mission continues and says, "Okay, beis yichalim little b'revius." Two people can actually share that revius. Zachar zeh, hove also mashiri tahara. So the second person comes to wash; it's not revius anymore. But since it was revius, and it was revius was used for the process of tahara, so this tana holds. That even though the second person starts washing with less than revius, since it was revius when they started the tahara process, we down the two people together as if they're one. In that sense, he's a leftover. He's just continuing the process. Just called shiori tahara. But so why don't we say that case? Some more says because Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Pluto lo kamari. Rabbi Yossi polig b'seif of Omer b'vach lo yivchus la'achlo shebehem merevius. What?
Wait, didn't we say that?
Yeah, that's the worst question. Mesulaka va'ika, there's a din revius for Natil Sidai. So that's the worst question. The more answers because Plutul Kamari, because according to Rabbi Yossi, there's also a thing the person going less than revius. So even though it's an interesting, it means the end of the day, everybody agrees that the share of the Natil Sidai is revius. They're just arguing if you can have less than revius by the second person. So the shear, nobody's arguing the shear that you need a revius for the tilsadai. But since there's a machlokes, how you apply that shear, it means according to Biyosi, there's such a thing as a person washing less than revius. According to the Tana Kama, it's shaykh, a person can wash less than revius if it came a shear at tahara. So we don't want to get involved in that shear revius. Then the more asked the kasha, from the soita, when we give the soita to drink, fila shalcheris, so mikedo, that was a type of a container. Menoshim l'soch chatzi lug mayim shalkir. They would take a half of a lug of water from the kir, lashkoa soita, to give the soita to drink. The mayim kedoshim. See, if it says about the water that the water is mayim kedoshim, so where is mayim kedoshim? The water in the kir has been the sanctified for the purpose of the tilos, so it's called mayim kedoshim. There's a kedushas kli on the kir, which is why the water in the kir would become possibleina, because the water becomes kaddish. And they had to reattach it every night into the bore, that it shouldn't, the water shouldn't become possible either.
Who made it?
I don't remember.
Said who made it.
It does say who made it. You're right. I don't remember who it is. Come my meat. So that, then the Morris said, what about the din of the, if you have an ovid shomer aglayim, you have the container they would use a person to let out his shomer aglayim into. So if it's there, so kama mai mitin the sechem avet shomer meme reglayim shiuchal ispalul etzlo, to allow him to the person of the daven in the presence of the meraglayim, if you add water to it, it's mavatal the meraglayim. So there's a machlokes whether you need a revius. Then the Gemara said again put the kamari. The last case was vaika revius the mayim. The Chazal Hatavoy Machtin Mitziriyori or Skirisa Perakam of the Psachim, that you could use it to travel a needle. So you don't need. So a Kli which became Tomei, which you need to be Matar, if you have a mikvah, which is a gathering of water, which is stationary, and it's Revius, so it's a gathering of rainwater, which is stationary. That's what mikvah means. It means it's kavu. It's brought together and it's sitting still.
Ashburn.
So you can be terrible in it. Machlin are needles. Scenarios where little look like a little balls. Fork. What?
Oh, forks.
It's like a little fork type shape thing, which they would use. They would actually use it in the weaving process to hold the thread. So if it became tomei, you could be terrible in a revius. The Mor says, "Bar minot ahi the lura abonin." The Chazal were mavatal that din. V'amru shein revilin b'shum daber b'pachas mimem saw. They did not on a Torah level that works. But in Rabbanan, they said you cannot. You have to use a full shear of mem saw, which we use for a mikvah for a person. Also is required for Caleb. Okay. So we had in the Mishnah that Enochai v'sheilchem in anovim kizayis. Enochai v'sheilchem in anovim kizayis. The shear for eating is a kizayis. Mishmishara said, "Asher yistur revius yayin," that the shear for shtiyah is revius yayin. Rabbi Akiva says, not only is a shear shtiyah a kezayis, but there's a din of hatam yistarif liyistur. So, a feel of shar pita b'yayin, yish b'kzayin yistarif kezayis is chay. So, the Mishmishara holds that the shear of shtiyah is revius. And Tanakama says the shear of achila is a kezayis. Okay. Now, the Gemara is going to assume that the Tanakhama holds. There's three shitas over here. That the Tanakhama holds the shear. Achila is a kezayis. The shir shti is also a kezayis. Came along the Mishra Shana said no, that the shir shti is a revius, and the right now we're going to assume that the shir achila according to the Mishra Shana is also a revius. Rekiba said the shir achila is kazayas and had to be tarif liyisr. Okay, so now Zot Gemara Tanakama. Let's skip the word low for now. Okay, and we'll come back to whether you can be garrison or not. Medama lohin l'chol isurei nazir l'shtiya. The Tanakhama compares the compares all isurei nazir to shtiya, and shtiya is a revius, and therefore isurei achila are also a revius. Tanakhama meaning over here that Mishnah Mishnah. So Mr. Risharna said that the shear is the shear of is Easter Achi Easter of Vias. Okay. And you learn out a Shire Achila from Shire Shtiya. Rikiba says Kivan Lakseb Banovim Lachim Veshim Lo Yochel. So he learns the other way around. That ma achila b'kazayis af kol yisurin kazayis. That we learn out shir shtiya from shir achila. So because the Torah uses the word, it says lo yishtet, which in general the shtiya means revius, which is where the Tanakhama is coming from, the Mishnah Rishonah is coming from. So then we learn out, and it says and l'flash of the posik. Yain Meshecher Yas Zir Chemitz Yami Chemitz Shecher Lo Yishte V'Chol Mishas Anovim Lo Yishte V'Anovim Lachim Beveishim Lo Yochel. So Mishas Anovim is what Rekiva Darshan before the Din of Mishras. Then but the pasuk says. It starts off with shtiya, which is shir zervias, the Mishnah Rishonah says, and then it continues says anovim lachem veveishim lo yochel. It means the same way revias. Rekiba says we work backwards on the direction. It has since lo yochel means clearly means a kazayas, so we work backwards, etc. Now that's. One girsa. Tais over here is going to bring a different girsa. The girsa we have in the Gemara has the word low, so we skip that girsa. So we'll see. Let's see the Rosh, and let me look at Tais, and we'll see. Maybe another way to learn the Gemara. So the first part of the Rosh, he quotes the Mishnah. We did this when we did the Mishnah. We do it again. Kazayas. So that's the Tanakhama of Rabbi Kiva. It's the Mishnah Acharona, Tanakhama of Rabbi Kiva. Wood and Lashtiya b'Kazayas. Vasek Rabbi Kiva the Sefer. That goes like Rabbi Kiva, that the shear of everything is a Kazayas, Achila and Shtiya. Rabbi Kiva is adding the Hatamitzar of Liyasr. Mishreshana Achi Yisr of Yis, Yayin. Wood and Lachilas, Chatzanim b'Zogim. Chayev Berevius can refresh for Gemara. So Rabbi Kiva says that the Mishnah Rishonah holds that the Shir Shti is a Revius, and that the Shir Achil over here is a Revius also. Kiva Marfilo Shar Pita Biyayin Rishon Letzarev Kazayas Bipasa Biyayin Chayev Koshkan Lechatsanim Bezogim Shechayev Bekazayas. So if a person eats the bread, he's Chayev Bekazayas. So a person eats the kazayas of chatzonim or zogim, he's also chayav kazayas. Hachagasinim b'svor. Tanakama, Pirish Mishnah Rishonah, Tanakama here means Mishnah Rishonah, holds medama lehu l'chol yisurei nozer l'shtiyah. He compares yisurei nozer to shtiyah. Yisurei nozer meaning the dinim of anovim, eating it. Rishtiyah revius. So we know that shtiyah is revius. The afinon shecher mimikdosh. We learn out here. It says the word shecher, and it says by mikdosh shecher. And over there by mikdosh, we said the shtiyah is revius. So we know the shtiyah over here is revius. So on yalev kol yisuri nozer mishtiyah. Then it learns out all the other yisuri nozer of anovim etc. from shtiyah that the shtiyah is revius. Rabbi Kiva. Kibir chsiv anobim lachim v'meshim lo yurchel. Sama achila b'kazayis. L'chayim alam b'chol duch to shir achila b'kazayis. We know in general the shir b'achila is a kazayis. So therefore, af kol yisur nozim b'kazayis. The Torah combines. It says va'anovim lachim v'meshim lo yurchel. The vav tells me. What does he do? May v'anovim. Mevav deval novim kador. She's darshing it from the vav. The Torah is equating the two because of the vav. Okay. So that's the girsa. So take a look at Tosis. It's in the second medium-sized line. So he brought the pshat that the Rosh brings that the Tanakhama says achila b'kazayis, it means achila and shtiyah. The Mishnah Shana says shtiyah b'reviyas, it means achila and shtiyah. That's the pshat the Rosh said. That's the Tosfos brings until now. He asks kashas on that. The Rebbeinu Tam has kashas on it. L'chein nira Rebbeinu Tam. The Masis of the Ketani, he learns differently. The Mishnah that it says bereisha achechom min anobim kazayis hana oliva the kuliyama. Nobody's arguing that the Shir Achila is a Kazayas. They're arguing what the Shir Shtiyah is. The Bechila, Kuliyam and Bada, the Bechazayas, Velo Pligi Ela Beshtiyah. They're only arguing whether Shtiyah is the same as Kazayas, like Rabbi Kiva says, or the Mishnah Shana said no, that Shtiyah is different. The Mishnah Shana, Acha Yishta, Revias, Kedar Kol Shtiyah. The Mishnah Rishonah holds that even though Achila is Bechazayas, Shtiyah is Revias, like we have in general. Now mikomokim shtia lo gomer minei dechila umatzuk shtia b'revias. He holds you don't learn out shtia from achila, and therefore the sheer shtia in general is always a revias. Because of the vav, as he says adom menachem b'vishim lo yechil ma achila because I'm calling service because I. So just like achila is because I, the by over here the sheer shtia is also because I. Okay. So according to that, then the gears of the Mora is Tanakam, meaning the Mishnah Shana, Lo Medami Luhain Lukali Sir Noz Lishtiya. Shirachil and Shirshtiya are not the same. So the law makes sense. You do not compare the two. Rabbi Kiva says you do compare the two, just Achil is Bekazayas, Ashtiya is Bekazayas. And you notice that the Rosh takes in his Hachik Garcin and takes out the word lo, because according to him, you are comparing the two, even in the Shemeshana. Both are comparing. The question is, which way do you compare? Okay.
So I guess what we've come out with so far is that wine, according to one sheet, wine you drink it in your Rabbi. Wine you take it and you soak bread in it. Kazayit is sufficient.
That's machlokes. The Mishnah Shana holds that the Shir Shti is a Revius, and there's no dinner. The Mishnah Shana is not accepting Rabbi Kiva's Shir Kazayas. Rabbi Kiva came along and said that the Shir Shti is a Kazayas. Shir Shtiyah is a Kazayas, and not only is it Shir Shtiyah Kazayas, but even if you do it in a combination of the bread being part of the Kazayas, it's also Chayas. But it's a two steps in Rabbi Kiva's thought process. Okay. V'chayv al yayin b'fnei atzmoy. So Torah Rabbanan, v'anov melachim v'meshim lo yurchel. The anovim lachim v'meshim lo yurchel, that the pasuk says you can't eat anovim, then the pasuk says chatzanim v'dzog lo yurchel. So each one of those, the person eats anovim, he's chayiv. A person that eats anovim, you know, grapes when they're still lach, if he eats them as they're dried as raisins, either one is chayiv separately. Now the the Rashi means the Sirchim Torah means the Sirchim Torah of Nazir. Makan. So Makan Shumin Echad, even though it's the same thing, but the Hain Shnei Shemois, but since they're referred to by people as two different things, we call one grapes, one raisins. And therefore, Bechayev al Zebif Niyatma, al Zebif Niyatma. Of course, Shulmin Echad, even if it's the same min, Behain Shneim Shemes, but if it means they taste the same, they're the same thing, really. But if they're referred to two different things, Bechayev al Zebif Niyatma, al Zebif Niyatma, you're Chayev each one independently. Lasuye Chamra Chadata V'Invi. So, if you have grape juice, which hasn't fermented yet, so it tastes exactly the same as grapes. It doesn't taste like wine yet. It tastes like grapes. And he eats grapes, and he has chamra chadata and grapes at the same time with one asra, and he has a share of each one separately. It's two different averis. So if a person is, let's say, a little, is drinking wine, he has one asra and he drinks two shiurim of wine. He's only chayav one set of malchus. Each time he gets asra, if he has asra and then he drinks a shiur, he's chayav malchus. He has asra, drinks a shiur, he's chayav malchus. He has one asra and he drinks multiple shiurim, he's only chayav once. He has one asra. You should know the Torah asked anything to do with grapes for the nazir, and he eats some grapes, and he eats some raisins, and he eats some chatzanim, eats some zogim, and he drinks some wine, and he drinks some grape juice. He gets six of some malchus because each one is a separate chiyuv, and he got one asra, and he did all of his wonderful things at the same time. Okay. Amar Abaya, Ochel Chartzen Lokishtaim. So if a person eats the chartzen, so the Torah says explicitly mechatzanim ba'ad zog, so chartzen is chayiv. The Torah also said that it said mikol asher yeseh megefen hayayin. So there's a general iser mikol asher yeseh megefen hayayin, and there's a specific iser of mechatzanim. So and both of those the Torah says lo yochel. So he's over two averus. He's got two sets of malchus. Ochel zog lo kishtayim. Ochel karetzim v'zog lo kisholosh. So he ate a shear of karetzim. He ate a shear of zogim. So that's two separate averus. And then he was over. There was one hasra. Right, so he was over. He had two kizaisim of the iser of not eating anything from the gefen ayin. So he gets three sets of milk. Rav Amar ena loyka ala achas, shena loyka alav shebeklolus. When the Torah says a general lav, there's not a separate din malchus so when the term might say multiple things in one lav, for example mechatzinim adzog lo yochel, that's not called the lav shekoldus. The Torah says even though it included in one lav multiple things, the Torah specified what those are, so we understand that the lo yochel is referring to each item specifically. Mechatzanim lo yochel, zog v'adzog lo yochel. But when the Torah says just a general statement without any clarity what it means, that the Torah is not saying that to give us a law for malchus. It's just presenting a general concept, which will then explain what those are, and that's when you get the malchus for. Okay. So we have. So Baya holds that there's going to be two malchus for the chartzen, and Rabbi says only one. Masav Rav Papa.
Can I just ask about the if you're going to darshan, you get the malchus because of the sort of the general. Then can you darshan the prado klal
It's a fair question. I thought I saw somebody ask the question, and I think he said, "Me kolish." I guess I'm a gefen a yain. It could have said me masha yasa me gefen a yain. So the word kol still gives you your klal, even though you need the pasuk for a malchus. Either I'm making that up, which is a possibility, or I saw it somewhere. So if I saw it somewhere, it's probably right. If I made it up, who knows? Okay. It's a theory, at least. Okay.
It's a dream.
I don't see it now. I don't see it now in the choices. Okay. Masra Papa. So this is the Mishnah over there in Marcus. He's drinking multiple shurim of wine. It's one asra. He's chayiv one set of malchus. Amaloi al tishta. Who shoysa? They warn him multiple times, and each time he responds by ignoring that and drinking. Chayiv kolachas veachas. Okay. Now, Okal Novim Lachim Bibeshim Khatsanim Vizogim Vesakar Eshkol Shal Novim Vishosa is like a Chomesh. So he sits down with his cluster of grapes, he eats some of the fresh grapes, he finds some of the grapes have already shriveled and become raisins, he ate some chatzanim and some zogim, and he squeezed it out and drank some grape juice, he gets five sets of malchus. Where it says, but he hockey, according to Baya, Lilki Sheish. Achas, one more. There should be six sets of malchus, not only five. Some more answers. Tana Mishayir. We discussed this once. That even when the Tana says a number, it's Shayach the concept of the Tana Mishayir. He's not making an exhaustive list. And more says, but my Shayir, the high Shayir. That idea that we said that the list is not exhaustive, if we know for sure that there are certain things left out, we can be right to say this is also left out. But if we're not aware anything else was left out, to say that that Abaye is right and left it out, rather than say the Tana is being specific and Rav is right, we rather say that the Tana is being specific and Rav is right. Unless we know for sure there was something else left out, we can assume that Abaye could be right as well, that there's another one besides. Where my Shire, high Shire. What else did it leave out that you're right to say the left is not also? Shire, lo yachal devaroi. A nazir is over lo yachal devaroi. He undertook to be a nazir. So he's going to get malchus for being over his neighbor, like any netter. So the Tana wants to point out that there are multiple malchus for each type item. There's also other malchus for other things. True, but that's not what we're talking about. So could be a bias, right? There's another malchus for taking anything of the gaffin.
Will that just be one more set as overall, or be one more set for each?
That would be one overall, because it's one maisa of lo yachel devaroi, I think, because he didn't say specifically all these different items. Had he done that and made it a separate netter for each one, he gets separate malchus. But it's one kabbalah. This is all with one hasra.
Oh, yeah.
If you have multiple hasras, it gets multiple malchus anyway. Yeah. Mora says no. Imashum ha lav shiruhu. If that's what you're leaving out, that's not a good example of something being left out in our Mishnah. Because kiktani midi dolo isay beduch tachriti lo yachel isay b'nedorim. That we know that lo yachel applies to all nedorim. We're coming and discussing in the Isuri Nazir. There's five things. Well, according to Baya, there's six. Okay.
If we're going to say lo yachel devaroi is chayiv malchus, so we get this list from five to six. How about the previous cases where it goes from 2 to 3?
Erechonami. Right, Erechonami. I mean, the Gemara is not arguing that you get Malkus of the Liachal Devora. The Gemara is just saying that that's not the point of the Tana. Amalei Ravina me parzakia the Ravashi. So he asked Ravashi, "V'hashayir the ben habinay." So, Abai is wrong. Fine. Okay. Good. We're good. We've proven Abai wrong. And you're saying that the shear of Lo Yachal Devora is not a shear. The problem is, we darshaned before that the grapes, which were which never ripens because they were between all the other grapes and they're blocked getting the sun, and therefore they remains in an immature state. We darshan mecharzanim ve'ad zog, the word ve'ad, to tell me that the ben ha-benayim is also usur. So the Tana didn't mention that. Bisham, if you tell me that lo yachal devoroi is a shear, so I can answer. It didn't list everything. It didn't list lo yachal devoroi either. But you just told me that lo yachal devoroi is not considered a shear. So the Tana is making an exhaustive list, and it's not exhaustive. What happened to ben ha-benayim?
What are ben ha-benayim?
Ben Benayim were the small grapes which would grow between the larger grapes, and because of the larger grapes would absorb all the sun, they wouldn't mature. We had it before on we had it before.
Lamedalot of these seven forests.
Good morning, Mr. Kaltar. Purim Sameach. Chodesh Tov Purim Sameach.
That zog om Ravina lasuya the ben ha-benayim. I wonder if it's the same Ravina. Okay, but there's just Ravina stam Ravina. So it's the marba ben ha-benayim. So the rosh over there. Lo mengtanim sharem the ben ha-gdolim ben ha-mriyim lachila fishen ha-mroyim penei acham ben ha-mizbashlim. So they don't mature. But that's a separate issur. Bishop, if you tell me that Lo Yachal is a shear, so the Tana comes not making the Tana of the Bryce not making an exhaustive list, so left up any minute. But if you tell me that Lo Yachal is not a shear, so what happened to Benjamin Nine? So if so, Lo Yachal is a shear, and then Abai can be right. So then Rapapa, we have an answer to Rapapa's gosh. Abai. So El Omer Rapapa Latanya Midi Chamesh. The Brisa in the gears of the Brisa. Like a chomesh, the word chomesh is not in the brisa. The word ends with the brisa ends with the word loike. It doesn't say how many malchus you get. So you get six, and bein ha-benayim is also included. Versus v'ha'osve chomesh. Me'arka d'lotanya chomesh, my time v'ha'osve. If it didn't say the word. We're chomesh there, so then what you asked?
Yeah,
Okay. So Amar Papa Ano Savri. You know, let's pick this up tomorrow morning. Okay.